radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Of stuff to talk about today. No guests today, the only day of the week that we're not having one. Claire, of course, will be with us in the third hour tomorrow. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, as always, managing the Truth Warp Drive and ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Now, breaking story and notable for almost no coverage at all on the corporate TV news media. When the story was first announced, it was, you know, given this huge blast, and all of a sudden the story kind of went away. And the story basically, this happened about 2 hours ago, where there was a shooting at a California high school, Taft Union High School, in Southern California, and it was breaking news, shooting, blah, 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 right on top of Biden and his little panel meeting about, oh, we got to push for this and that, gun law. And then all of a sudden, the story kind of fades away. Now, it is on various websites, news media websites, but, actually, they're just now, CNN is just now going back to it. But the story's kind of weird here, and I'll tell you why. Setting aside the obvious benefit to Biden of another school shooting today here, the story's a little weird. Originally, they were saying two people shot. CNN is still saying that. But going to the local media near Taft Union High School, they're saying one student was shot. The other one had a non-gunfire injury that was so minor he refused treatment, or she refused treatment at the scene and left. Nothing at all. They're saying possibly a shotgun. But here's the part that's really kind of weird. And we're still getting no Okay, my apologies for that. I was not paying attention to the time. This is a live show. I know they were running a pre-record, and my apology. I just was not looking at the clock. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, April 19th, 2013, end of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Sam is in our control room. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're ready to take your phone calls. Program note, Claire will be joining us in hour number three of the show today. And Monday, of course, Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth will be joining us for the show. Now, pardon me, I'm out of breath. I was running up the stairs. Oh, that's what I get for not getting the coffee soon enough here. All right. It's been a crazy, crazy week, been a crazy night. We're watching this situation that's going on in Watertown, Massachusetts, following on the Boston bombing. Information's coming in thick and fast. I was up late last night monitoring the situation where they had had the shooting on the campus of MIT. Then there was followed by car hijacking, where the hijacker said, hey, we're the Boston bombers. You know, please be sure and tell the police that when you finally get to talk to them about that. And the story keeps changing. It's very, very confusing. And we're going to be talking about that. And we're also going to get into some other news because the corporate media still, this is the only thing they're reporting. There is other stuff going on you need to know about. And that is why we are going to be covering more of these other stories here. Basically, to just recap on it real quick. We have, during the course of this last week, seen multiple names, multiple suspects, all kinds of changes to the story. A lot of it is really not making a lot of sense. The father of these two brothers, who are being claimed to be the bombers, has gone public saying that he believes his sons were framed by U.S. government agencies. I tend to believe him, mostly because the background of these two kids just does not jibe with this idea that one day they decided they were going to start blowing up a bunch of people. Now, we're going to take a break for commercials. I'm going to catch my breath, sip my coffee, and we'll be back here and get into the show and come into this with a little bit more depth. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, this is a live show. It is Friday, April 19th, 2013. We're talking about the aftermath of the Boston bombing, the identification of two suspects, one of whom is now dead. The other is still at large. Right now on the corporate media, more of the family members of these two boys are coming forward to say, no, it could not be them. It is just not in their nature. And especially when you look at the older brother, the one who was killed last night, and there's some very bizarre circumstances about that. This guy, Tamerlan, he's somebody you'd want to be friends with. Very successful, drove a Mercedes, martial artist, was training for the Golden Gloves, wanted to represent the United States in the Olympics. Does this sound like a guy who's just out of a clear blue sky going to decide to blow up a bunch of people? Even with an entire case of SSRIs in his bloodstream, I don't think you're going to find that in his character. I think they just grabbed the first people they could make a case against and didn't realize that the people they had pointed the finger of blame at, weren't going to check out on the background. And I'll give you an interesting little story. When we were looking to the background of Tamerlan, we found these websites with like photo galleries of him working out. He's got a lovely girlfriend. This guy had all things going for him. He had a bright future to look forward to. Why is he going to throw it away on this single bombing? No prior indications or history of anti-American animosity. It just isn't there. Nothing on his social media, anywhere. He was into his martial arts. He was into his girlfriend. It just doesn't make any sense at all. Now, last night, I stayed up all night watching the media coverage of the manhunt through Watertown. And just before I went to bed, CNN showed a video of a man they had arrested, and the police had gone to the extreme step of making him strip in the street before they put him in the police car. Now, the video was a little blurry. The face kind of sort of looked like Tamerlan, but you couldn't really tell for sure one way or the other. But one thing was very obvious, very muscular physique. And if you look at the photos of Tamerlan working out for his martial arts, that's the same physique. And they were saying he had been arrested. He was put into the police car naked. I guess they wanted his clothes for something. And he was not reported as injured or anything. And then you get up this morning and all of a sudden they're saying he was shot in the street. His younger brother ran him over. He's dead. Oh, gee whiz, we can't ever talk to him about who he was working for. So the situation is just getting really, really weird. NBC is now saying they're looking for a third bombing suspect in the bombing situation. And it's just a very, very strange story, what's going on. They're crafting an official story, just like they did around Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's a good point to make there, because remember, when Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested at the Texas Theater, he started shouting, "I'm not resisting arrest, I'm not resisting arrest," because Lee Harvey Oswald understood, as the patsy, he had to be killed so that he could not answer any questions. And that the plan was for him to die while fleeing the police. So he simply went passive, said, "I'm not resisting arrest, I'm not resisting arrest," and that made it impossible for the Dallas police to kill Lee Oswald while they were out there in public. So a couple of days later, Dallas police officer Ray Vaughn lets Jack Ruby into the basement of the Dallas Police Department so Ruby can shoot Oswald and tie up all the loose ends. Ray Vaughn was then promoted to Chief of Police of Midlothian, Texas. Doesn't get any more obvious than that. So I'm wondering why MIT, I mean, the police officer who was shot at MIT was in his car, shot multiple times, was not out of his car, was not confronting these kids, just was plugged there. Why MIT? Even though Tamerlan had ambitions to go to MIT, they were not students there. Why did they go to the campus? Did somebody say, "Hey, meet us here, we'll get you out of the country," in order to set them up? Was this some kind of an FBI entrapment operation? Were these two kids approached and told that their path to U.S. citizenship would be made smoother if they would only volunteer to play bombers for the bomb drill that we now know was going on during the marathon, a replay of the London 772 bombing, where there was a drill simulating multiple tube bombings going on at the exact same time, at the exact same location the bombings happened. And we know that someone in the week before that London bombing was going through the Muslim neighborhoods trying to hire guys to be pretend, make-believe targets for the drill. And so those guys who got on the London trains probably thought they were carrying practice make-believe bombs and didn't realize that they were real bombs until they went off. That could very easily be the case with these two brothers. They thought they were going to make a little extra money and, you know, help the U.S. government so they could become U.S. citizens. And they may have thought the backpacks they had were just props. And they were just going to plant them as part of the exercise and see if the bomb squads could find them. And didn't realize they were real bombs. There are all kinds of ways to set patsies up. And remember, the photos of these two kids at the marathon, especially the younger brother, got the cap on backwards, no sunglasses, completely unconcerned if they're going to be photographed. Does that make sense with somebody who's really planting a bomb? Wouldn't they be keeping their head down, the baseball cap forward, visor forward, pull down, sunglasses, knowing the area was just flooded with cameras? It just isn't making any sense at all. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Blue in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Blue. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to bring up a story. Actually, I'm out of Tennessee. And the story is so horrific for children's civil rights. but it's something that needs to be brought to the Drudge Report, I'm hoping. But
well, I'm unconnected with the Drudge Report. Can you make it brief, please, because we do want to stay on topic today.
Okay. Well, this is a little girl who is charged with delinquency of civil rights. Her crime was she dropped a piece of paper that had a not-so-nice note to a teacher that had gotten her in trouble. She didn't attempt to turn this paper in. There's no indication that she did. But they arrested this child.
Well, we're seeing a lot of the militarization of the schools. We know that kids are being kicked out of school just for pointing their finger and going bang, bang, or having a picture of a gun or a drawing of a gun or nibbling their Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. And we're seeing this all across the country here. So it's part of the background noise. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to John in Montana. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John, are you there? Hello, John? Okay, fine, John, I guess dropped. So we're going to go back here and talking about the Boston bombing and the aftermath. Frankly, my opinion is this is another fraud, like the Oklahoma City bombing, and today is the 18th anniversary of that. We know in the aftermath of the Waco disaster, and today's the 20th anniversary of that, how much the government lied about what was going on, and they'll spare no expense to craft this whole theatrical illusion to convince you that the U.S. government is always right, and these people who died are bad people, and you should have no sympathy for them. And I think certainly the majority opinion out here in the independent media is this is yet another in an endless series of government deceptions to get us to go along with wars of conquest, to not question, to put up with crotch gropers and the rest of that stuff. However, let us speculate for a moment. These two kids did act alone. Good students, good athletes, bright futures ahead of them. No prior indication of animosity toward America, and then all of a sudden, they just decide last weekend, hey, you know, we're kind of bored, there's nothing good on TV, let's get a couple of pressure cookers and blow up the marathon. I know it's a bit of a reach, but just for the moment, let's speculate that they did act alone. Did they not have motive, given decades of wars by the United States against Muslims on behalf of Israel? Yes, it is a terrible thing that three people were killed in Boston, but how many Muslims have been blown to bloody bits by Obama's drone strikes? Innocent people. Not combatants, not enemies, just people going around their own community, leading their daily lives, and suddenly there's a blinding flash and an average of 50 innocents are killed for every one drone strikes. How long would you sit still watching your fellow Americans being killed at random before you'd consider striking back? Are these two boys really any different than the French underground striking back at the Nazis? And if these kids did act alone, as we are being assured by the corporate media and the FBI, it proves that all this surveillance on America does not work. All the email scanning, all the phone call listening, all the social media data mining. The FBI actually admitted on air they were able to go back over the last 2 weeks of social media traffic looking for some kind of clues who might have done it. So everything you're doing on your tablets and your smartphones and your Facebook and all the rest of that is being stored somewhere and made available to law enforcement even before this CISPA bill was passed. Your communications are being saved and scanned, and none of that worked. The FBI still had to go to the public and say, hey, do you have any idea who these guys are? So all of that surveillance costs a huge amount of money, destruction of our Constitution, and it did not work. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with John in Montana after these words from our sponsors.
What What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And again, we're hearing from the family and friends of these two kids. There were no indications that these two kids had any animosity toward Americans, that they were involved in blowing things up. They're not believing it. The father has already said he says his kids were framed. I tend to believe him. Now, we were talking before about this photo gallery showing Tamerlan in a very positive light. He's with his girlfriend, he's working out, he's training in his martial arts, he's got a Mercedes, he's dressed nice. He looks like a successful young American wanting to, you know, basically build a future. And he's got a very good future. He'd won scholarships, was going to apply to MIT, which is a very, very difficult school to get into. Just not the sort of person who one day wakes up and says, I think I'm just going to go ahead and blow up a bunch of marathon runners, just for the heck of it here. And as soon as I linked to that photo gallery showing Tamerlan in this very positive light, the page gets taken down. Now, earlier today, as I mentioned, the uncle of these two boys gave a television interview in which he said the boys could not have done it. Russia Today posted it on their website and to YouTube. But if you go to YouTube now, you get the message, the uploader has not made this video available in your country. Ha 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 ha. You may not watch the video of the uncle saying the kids couldn't have done it. Now, for those who follow Russia Today has never, ever, ever before put up a video on YouTube that was not viewable inside the United States of America. So I'm starting to smell panic among the propagandists. People are not buying the official story, and they have good reason not to. I got a very angry email early today about, you know, you should really give the government the benefit of the, you should trust your government more. Really, you're harming the government by not trusting them. Well, you know, trust has to be earned. And after all the other lies, whether it's the Kennedys' assassinations, Martin Luther King, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Saddam's nuclear weapons, and on and on and on, obviously at this point, the American people don't trust the government. There was a corporate media article saying 30% of the American people do not, only 30% of the American people trust the government. We ran our own survey. It came out 98% of Americans do not trust the government. So if the U.S. government and the FBI and the CIA and the corporate media have a credibility problem right now, it is of their own making. And this idea that they can put on this dog and pony show and have us once more fall back into line to attack the designated enemy isn't working. And it's like I've been saying, the people who are running these things inside the bowels of power are still thinking the way the world is still the way it was back in the 1950s and the 1960s, where they could wave commies at us and we would soil ourselves. But that world is gone. It doesn't exist any longer. And it is the result of all those lies. Saddam's nukes, USS Liberty, 9/11 itself, that the American people are not predisposed to accept this story at face value. And if they're running around the net shutting down YouTube videos and photo albums this blatantly and openly, it signals a panic. They know they are not being believed. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. John in Montana. Aloha, John. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Just watching this, of course, the drive-by CNN and the National Guard choppers are landing at Dartmouth. They're blowing up a house at Cambridge. They've locked down a million people. But, you know, the agenda that we know they're on, and what I seen earlier this morning were buses that said police on them, and they're going door to door. And how fast can they move these people to FEMA camps in an emergency, saying, we're going to make you safe. Don't leave your house. We'll come get you. And it's just been, I got off work last night at midnight here and turned on the TV, and that's when it all escalated from the guy getting shot there at MIT. And then next thing you know, they had 100,000 troops in that area to lock down a million people. And don't leave your homes. We'll take care of you. Just to be safe, get on the bus here, and we're going to take you somewhere. And that's just what their agenda is. You know that.
Well, I think the agenda is to get Americans used to the idea of police-declared lockdowns in their community. And certainly the idea is to limit the possibility of public witnesses to what is being done. Because if they did pull a fast one, if that naked guy last night was Tamerlan, and he was arrested alive and healthy, and then this morning he's dead, then
right,
obviously they're trying to get rid of anybody who might say, hey, I thought it was a practice terror drill. We were told by the U.S. government that we could get money and a boost to citizenship and all kinds of other things if we would just help the security people run their little terror drill. Again, you got to get rid of the patsies. That's what they did with Lee Harvey Oswald. And as far as...
Okay.
Hang on. We're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to keep you through so you can talk in the next segment. And by the way, somebody just sent me a photo taken from a window of Watertown, and it looks like, you know, it's a complete ghost town. Nothing on the streets at all. It looks like one of those horror movies from the 1950s when the planet has died or something like that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with more phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with John in Montana. John, you had one more comment you wanted to make.
Yeah, you know, it was just so easy how they can lock down a million people and go door to door and light off their own explosives, which I thought a lot of stuff. I fired a few rounds in the air last night and tell everybody that now it's a manhunt. Now they got another guy to look for, and they've shut down transportation. They've shut down the Amtraks. They've locked down Boston. And like you say, this, you know, it's another Manchurian candidate.
I don't think these kids are Manchurian candidates. I think they're patsies. I think they got set up.
Right.
I think they basically looked through the crowd for anybody that looked, Muslim and said, okay, we're just going to go with these two. I mean, I'm looking through all those photos from the marathon myself. I'm seeing, you know, guys with backpacks acting far more suspiciously than these two kids did. And again, the point that I keep coming back to is, especially the kid in the white cap, the younger brother, the one that who is still at large, did not make any effort to conceal his face, knowing there were thousands of cameras around. Wore his cap with the visor backward, no sunglasses, face fully on view. If you were walking into a crowded area full of cameras and you were going to plant a real bomb, Would you not keep your head down, the visor on your cap forward and down, wear sunglasses, try and hide your identity from all the cameras you know are there?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense. What makes the most sense is these two kids thought they were working for whoever was carrying out the bomb drill that we knew was going on at the same time at the Boston Marathon. That's been confirmed. Bomb squad was there. Bomb dogs were there. Spotters up on the roof. Even the marathon runners were saying they'd never seen so much security at a Boston Marathon before.
Right now, Michael, it says Cambridge, Mass., warning a controlled blast. Cops will detonate materials later at Norfolk Street, and it's showing them in Humvees with machine gun turrets.
Yeah, they're definitely using this to sort of condition Americans to stay in their homes, don't look out the windows, don't take pictures, don't talk, don't tweet, don't whatever. Anyway, John, phone lines are really loading up. Got to let you go. We're going to switch over to Bill in Idaho. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon, Mike. I just wanted to mention the 6:19 in the morning NPR, and I was hoping somebody was copying all of NPR, if not recording it, considering the content last night. Did you happen to catch any of it?
No, I did not. I was watching the CNN and Fox News feeds about the manhunt in Watertown.
Yeah, very important. I believe that the Grand Soviet imposition is in progress as we speak. I'm sorry, the what? The Grand Soviet, the takeover, as mentioned. I know.
I'm sorry. That's a little bit of a reach. For one thing, the Soviet Union is gone. I hate to be the one to break this to you. Obviously, you were very fond of them, but the Soviet Union went away quite a few years ago. All right. So I don't think.
Possibly, I would be able to finish my statement, considering how busy we are. I would mention that considering the marathon. It would be quite something if the repeat of the same history down in Texas were to occur only by virtue of the fact that there are marathon LPG tank farms, Boston Harbor. Wouldn't that go along with Eliza Spiegel and Dr. Jeff Greenberg's discussion of death coming?
Okay, we're kind of wandering a little far afield here, and Bill, we're going to let you go. Because I want to keep this show on topic and not be gratuitously and possibly professionally dragged off topic here. Now, more comments from people who knew these two kids. Now one of their high school teachers has gone public saying, no way did these kids carry out these bombings. So more and more people are going public. Apparently, the Twitter accounts of these two kids may have been hacked into. Because starting on Tuesday, after the bombing, all kinds of provocative, inflammatory statements were on their Twitter accounts. But again, looking back before Monday, not an indication at all. And of course, the problem with Twitter is it is easy to break into. And so you don't know if the person who's tweeting something is really that person or not. Major propaganda. We already know that. Just as soon as the bombs went off, they were screaming, it's North Korea, it's the NRA, it's those gosh darn Arab Muslims. It turned out to be Central Asian Muslims and dragged Russia and Chechnya into the mix as well. Alrighty, let's see here. Now, what I was talking about before in the last segment, when they start taking down the videos of the uncle saying these kids could not have done it, when they start taking down the online photo albums that show Tamerlan as a really up-and-coming guy heading for the Olympics, you know they're in a panic. And one of the reasons they may be in a panic is because the reporters in these press conferences are starting to ask some pointed questions. So even the corporate media seems to be not really buying the official USDA choice bovine excrement on this one. Apparently, during one of the press conferences held by the FBI, one of the journalists asked them, what about this bomb drill that was going on? And they're, oh, no, there's... And they harumph and act indignified. Apparently, Jay Carney, during one of his proclamations, was asked by a reporter if airstrikes that kill innocent civilians should be considered as terrorism. So the corporate media, at least the rank and file, we know the executives and owners of the corporate media are in lockstep with whatever this agenda is. But even the rank and file corporate media is starting to ask some important questions, which means they'll probably be out of a job really, really soon. All right, let's see where we are on the call. We got a lot of callers. Nathan in California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you very much, Michael. Aloha to you, too. I just wanted to let you know I'm an ex-Bostonian.
So am I.
Yeah. Well, Winchester, Massachusetts initially, and then came to California, and I've been to Hawaii, and we can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted you to know I lived on Gloucester Street, which intersects Boylston, which is the last three quarters of a mile of the Boston Marathon race. But I just wanted to say very quickly that I have been over to MIT, and when I was there, they have student recreation centers that are open 24 hours a day. So you can just walk in, and I've done it. I'm not a student, and you can go watch TV, sit there, read a magazine, do whatever you want. So, you know, you say, well, what are the kids doing at MIT? There are probably recreation centers all over the place that are open 24 hours, and that's my two cents. And the only other thing that I'm confused about is I saw this article on ABC News. The father said, if you kill my other son, all hell's going to break loose.
Yes, he did say that.
What in the world does that mean?
He's a father who loves his children, and he's emotionally distraught that he's already lost one son and may lose another. And he's very angry that his kids seem to have been set up as some kind of patsies in this thing. I want to go back to your comment about MIT. I'm very familiar with MIT. My father went there. I was born in Boston, but for the first few years of my life, I did live in Watertown. So I'm looking at these pictures and saying, oh, yeah, I vaguely recall what that looks like. But your theory is that these two brothers, who may have thought they were part of a bomb exercise, only to discover after the fact the bombs they planted were real ones. And their picture is on TV. They're wanted people running from the police, but they're just going to take a few minutes out to go over to MIT to take advantage of the recreational facilities. That's your theory?
Well, not necessarily, but I just wanted to say that there's recreational facilities, at least one that's right off of Mass Ave, right?
I'm sorry, if I had just either accidentally or deliberately blown up the Boston Marathon and my picture was all over TV, recreation's really going to be kind of low down on my list of things to do at that particular moment. I'd be thinking about shaving off my mustache and beard, bleaching out my hair, buying completely different clothes.
I agree.
You know, swapping license plates on a couple of cars and skedaddling.
I agree. That's the only thing I could think of as to why they might have been over there at MIT because of the 24-hour-a-day recreation center access.
Well, I can think of another reason. You know, somebody said, meet us here at MIT and we'll make sure you get out of the country safely.
Yeah, okay. I'll buy that. Yes, I will.
All right. We're going to switch over to Ethan in New Mexico. Aloha, Ethan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, those pictures you put up and they're not available at the original site of the guy they killed?
Yeah.
I can't stumble them either.
Yeah, they're all being deleted. You know, the only pictures we're getting on the corporate media are the ones from the marathon and these other pictures that are all dark and they make him look brooding and they're trying to basically recast him as this evil guy who could very easily do these kind of things. And when you dig into what this guy's real life is all about, you know, if I had a life with that much future promise to it, I'm not going to be thinking about blowing up marathon runners. I'm going to be thinking about that hot little girlfriend I have. I'm going to be thinking about, you know, training for the Golden Gloves, training for the Olympics, you know, getting that scholarship, trying to get into MIT. This is a guy with a lot going for him. It doesn't make sense out of a clear blue sky he would do something like this.
I can't even stumble with pictures that you put on your website. Stumble won't allow them up.
You mean you can't put them up on Stumble?
I can't put the ones you put on your website up on Stumble. They will not accept them.
That is very interesting.
And they do this occasionally on other really controversial stuff, but these guys are the patsies. It may have been like the London bombing where they gave these guys these backpacks and put them out there. And another FBI sting that went live again.
So well, you know, it really does make sense if you think about it. I mean, what the bomb squad is supposed to do is find and disarm bombs. If you're having a bomb squad drill and there are no bombs, they just get to stand around and eat donuts and drink coffee.
And look funny, and, like all those contractors that were standing around with the earpieces in their ears.
Yeah, it turns out they work for a company called Kraft International.
Right, the guy, the sniper guy that was killed by the PTSD guy. That's his company, I think.
It's basically was started and is staffed by former Navy SEALs, and apparently Kraft International copied that skull logo from the Navy SEALs to put on their caps. So when you see that skull logo, it isn't saying Navy SEALs, it's saying Kraft International. I think their motto is something like, violence can be a solution.
I've seen like
they're like Blackwater. They are hired paramilitary mercenaries, is what they are.
I've seen five or six guys in all the photographs. Some of them are basically in uniform with boots and cargo pants, like those two guys, and some are wearing the hat. And I don't know whether they're Punisher fans or whether they have had all their people wearing hats with the Punisher emblem on there. But there's other people that aren't wearing uniforms wearing those same hats.
Well, that emblem, again, I know it appears, a variation of it appears in Punisher, but it began as the emblem of the U.S. Navy SEALs. Then when these former SEALs started Kraft International, they adopted it as their company logo.
Sure enough,
so that's what the hats are. They're company caps.
They weren't holding an exercise. How come all these contractors are out there? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, I know
yeah,
why.
Yeah, but again, if you're going to have a bomb drill, you got to have some bombs there. And the only question is, were they fake bombs or did they turn out to be real?
It does
seem to be a repeat of 7-7 here. Got to let you go. We're getting a lot of phone calls. I'm going to grab Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. As you and your guests just now have gone over, the fact that these guys, the contractors, the fact that there's a drill, the fact that there's a drill and they're hiding the fact that there was a drill, and the contractors alone, you know, means they're spending a lot of money. These guys normally wouldn't show up at the Boston Marathon. And then I love that maybe these Chechen guys, they had facial recognition or something. They could pin it on right away. I mean, who knows? But it's interesting to me how they, the knee-jerk reaction, which has always been Al-Qaeda, no longer is a knee-jerk reaction because it's clear that Al-Qaeda is us, that Al-Qaeda is working for us in Syria,
mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda is working for us in Libya and Mali and you know, all these other places. And now it's pretty clear. So they never talk about Al-Qaeda anymore. You know, you don't hear that anymore at all.
Well, we're hearing it a little bit. You know, certainly in the Israeli media, they're saying, oh, this is all tied in with Arab Muslims and Al-Qaeda. And have you ever noticed this very interesting, subtle phenomenon, if you will, in the corporate media? When a white guy goes out and commits a crime, they treat him as an individual. When a black guy goes out and commits a crime, it's an individual. When a Mexican goes out and commits a crime, they treat him as an individual. But when the suspect is Muslim, then it's all the Muslims. All the Muslims are behind, you know, it's a collective defamation.
Jewish, you don't hear about that at all.
No, some white guy robs a store and they say, oh, those whites, they're behind this. Hey, you'd get laughed at.
Yeah.
But in this country, if a suspect happens to be Muslim, then it's, oh, it's those Muslims doing that. That's what the propaganda is trying to do. And apparently this 26-year-old female Syrian physician was attacked walking down the street in front of her baby by an assailant who said, you're the ones who made Boston explode. And you need to remember, go back and look at Nazi Germany when Hitler's brown shirts went out and committed acts of terror to be blamed on the socialists or the Jews. This is nothing new with governments pulling these kinds of stunts.
The Reichstag fire, time to stop.
Reichstag fire being the most obvious.
Yep. But Mike, it's so apparent that they never, what used to be just automatic, Al-Qaeda, 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 you'd never hear anymore because there's been a clear line drawn that Al-Qaeda is us. So.
Well, I think there's two other factors going on there. First of all, the U.S. government's official position is that they've destroyed the core of al-Qaeda. Now they can't come back and say, oh, al-Qaeda's reborn and it's the big threat that it was before, because that damages the credibility of the U.S. foreign policy, that all these wars are supposed to get rid of al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's all but gone. Okay, well, we can't really rope them in to this thing other than peripherally. The second thing is that more and more people like you understand that al-Qaeda is completely made up. You know, we've got all these phonies running around claiming to be al-Qaeda. Adam Gadon, his real name is Adam Perlman. Yusuf al-Khattab, his real name is Joseph Cohen. Amzi al-Amriki, his real name is Zachary Chesser, and they're all phonies and fakes. And it's the current incarnation of Emmanuel Goldstein, a manufactured enemy we're all supposed to blame for everything and we're supposed to vent our two-minute hate on. And like I said yesterday, look at the media. Oh, we've got to get the terrorists. We've got to get the terrorists. No talking about that huge fire down in Texas. Don't want to upset the corporations who were cutting safety corners. All the problems in the world are all on the terrorists. Peter, got to let you go. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio stream.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A student who went to college with one of these two brothers just got interviewed on CNN saying exactly the same thing. Happy kids, very much loved being in America. If you look at their early life where they were born and grew up in Kyrgyzstan and had to move around a lot, and they were just in the middle of all that horrible stuff, and they came to America, and it was like coming to heaven, and they loved being in America. And everybody they're interviewing is saying it's just not credible. Nobody is buying this story. And that is why we're seeing the government panicking on this, and we're now hearing from over on InfoWars that their posts to Facebook of their stories regarding these black and tan uniformed men, Kraft International hired mercenaries, are now being blocked. As soon as they post an article on Facebook, it's taken down. They are panicking out there. All righty. I think our next caller is Mark in Michigan. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, too, Mike. I've been waiting for a long time to say that, and I mean it. I do enjoy listening to you. I have a question that I'd like to put to you just for your opinion, and then I'm going to give you what I think is an interesting observation. I am starting to think that this was supposed to be an in-and-out where they were going to capture the guy, take him to the courthouse, and it was going to be a conservative Tea Party type, pro-Second Amendment, white guy, and we got him, and they were going to demonize, and here we're back to the guns. But that blew apart, and now there is this chaotic contingency plan that's being put into place where there is so much stuff being thrown against the wall. A lot of it absurd, like stopping to rob a 7-Eleven, et cetera, that now they're just going about whatever they're doing and creating mass chaos to totally distract from the original false flag. What do you think of that?
Well, I think the confusion is that something may not have worked according to plan during that false flag, because remember, when they did the London 7-7 bombing, the plan was the bombers were blown up with what they thought were practice bombs. These two kids may have just said, let's just go ahead and do this early. We're not really on a schedule. And they put the bombs down and walked away, and they went up, and they didn't have conveniently dead terrorists to wave around on the media. And that's what started all this nonsense about, you know, with the New York Post and all the rest of that. And now they've had to basically track these kids down and eliminate them by hook or by crook before somebody else gets to talk to them and finds out, hey, there is something really wanky about this. But again, from what I can see, from all even the people they're trying to interview on the corporate media are all saying, no, we're not buying this. This isn't in the nature of these two kids. Bloomberg is out there talking about Tamerlan's background, and they're saying that he wasn't Olympic level yet, but he could have gotten there. He had that much potential. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these words from our sponsors.